The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America. Streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
And hello once again, everybody. Tim Matthews with you here on Golf Talk America, and it's Friday, the 15th of November. Friday normally would be round two on the PGA Tour, but because of all the rain down in Mexico at the Mayakoba Golf Classic, they completely washed out the first round yesterday. They'll try to pick it up and make up some time today and over the weekend down in Mexico. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Earl Forsey, our good friend with PGA Tour Radio, will be joining us here very shortly to talk about that and a few other things that are happening in the world of sports. As always, Frank Bassett in our Nashville studios. How you doing, Frank?
Good day today? Doing good. Good day today.
Yeah.
I'm ready to get to it, though, because we haven't talked to Earl since the World Series. You realize that.
Did something happen in the World Series
that
Earl would want to talk about?
Yeah. I guess, buddy. I don't know. Let's see what he says.
First time in a lifetime. Let's see what it is. Earl's with us right now. Earl, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. City of Champions, D.C. Yes.
Thank you.
It's been a while.
I was
obviously, we're doing a lot of work that week, and in D.C. and stuff like that, and we're the Nat station that I work for, the Fan in D.C. I was so sick for that week and a half. It's just I couldn't join you. I was just trying to do whatever I could to try to stay on the air since we're kind of going 24 hours. But it's a lot of fun, and it's about damn time is what I have to say.
Well, congratulations. What a great World Series, man. Unbelievable. Historic World Series.
You know, and the D.C. component of it, the Capitals, when they made their run 2 years ago, and we know about all the parties and all that stuff afterwards, it was great. They and the Nats kind of, there's a tight relationship between those two teams, and a lot of the guys from the Nats were showing up at all the Caps events and everything, so the Caps started kind of doing the same thing during the Nats run, and so the Stanley Cup run by the Caps inspired the Nats for a World Series run, and it looks like they've inspired the Capitals again, who are off to a great start, the top team in hockey, to maybe make another run. So now I'm waiting for all my World Series gear to come in, which it's, you know, it set me back like a couple of weeks' pay for all that stuff.
What is this?
I'm looking forward to it.
What is this going to rub off on the Redskins?
I don't know.
Ooh.
Have no idea. When they find a quarterback, and we'll see if they've got, you know, we'll see now next 7 weeks. It's all about the QB in the NFL. It really is. They've got enough players on defense. They got a ton of number one picks. I mean, they're not as bad as they appear. Look, I've seen some bad quarterback play, some bad team football play around the NFL, and the Redskins certainly are part of that, but I don't think they're as bad as that. It's just been a disaster from the start for them with a lame duck coach who didn't last 6 weeks. And, you know, it's going to depend on who they bring in as head coach, and it's going to depend on if they have the quarterback, because they're going to have another – they're going to have a high draft pick. It could be the number two pick overall.
And hey, Frank, you're not even
what big pass rusher out of
Frank,
Ohio
not,
State sitting there that's going to, you know,
yep.
Wreak
awesome
havoc
guy,
if
awesome
they
guy.
In that spot.
Yeah.
No, Chase Young.
Yeah.
Chase Young.
Out of Ohio State. He's a local guy from D.C., went to DeMatha High School from Hyattsville, Maryland, near College Park, near the University of Maryland. So, you know, so all that's going on. There's a lot of issues I could spend, and we do have hours every week, every day, talking about the Redskins, its front office, its ownership. You know what? You find a quarterback that can play, and you can cure a lot of those ills pretty quickly, because really they've drafted okay, and they're not as bad as, in my opinion, as it looks.
Transition to Nashville, Tennessee, Tannehill.
Yeah.
Is that where you were going, Tim?
No, I was going to say, Frank, that you don't probably know this because it just came down, but Washington, the Redskins have another problem. Defensive back is being investigated because of a sudden death of a friend of his at a hospital.
Yeah, that broke,
Earl, what's that all
that broke,
about? Monte
that
Nicholson.
That broke Thursday night.
I haven't heard.
Look, it's a tough situation to comment on because a young woman lost her life.
Oh, dear God.
It's not a good situation. And a guy that was, you know, reportedly, look, who knows the involvement, but he was... one of those, according to the reports, TMZ was first to break it on Thursday night. According to that report, he was one of a couple of men that brought her to the hospital in distress. She ended up passing away. So that's a problem for a guy who had some problems with a parking lot fight that cost him a couple of games suspension at the end of last year.
Well, speaking of last year, we won't go there with that. But speaking of game suspension, last night I didn't see it.
Wow,
I didn't see the end of the game. But Tim, you go. You watched it.
It was a boxing match at the end of the game. Nobody likes either side. If you're Cleveland and Pittsburgh, they go back years and years of not liking each other, and certainly a tough game and a tough season for Pittsburgh and Cleveland too. Anyway, Cleveland's going to win the game. Late in the game, Myles Garrett tackles Rudolph, the quarterback for the Steelers, and a little bit rougher than Rudolph likes, so they kind of tussle on the ground, and that should be about it, right? And they separate them, except for Garrett gets up, grabbing the face mask of Rudolph, yanks his helmet off as they both come stand up, and people are kind of starting to get around, hey, stop it. And as he yanks his helmet off, he then swings it and hits him in the head with his own helmet. Yeah. So, Earl, you got to think that we're talking about this, and they're talking all over everywhere about it. He might, and Myles Garrett, number one pick in the draft a few years ago, very, very talented player, big player that they'll lose for Cleveland. He might be suspended for the rest of the year. Could be a 5, 6, 7, 8 game suspension, because that is ridiculously bad that you hit a guy with his own helmet, obviously
right.
without
I mean,
helmet
look,
on at that
the,
time.
It, and this is, and Myles Garrett is one of those foundational franchise kind of guys. He's one of the best defensive players in football. And the whole out of character thing, and I'd say that I don't know the situation in Cleveland enough, but there was an incident earlier this year where Myles Garrett punched a player. He had a sack of a quarterback that knocked him out, one of the Jets QBs for the season. There were some other, so it's not Vontaze Perfect, who had, you know, the most famous suspension story, because it's every year for him, and he's has right now the longest suspension ever in the NFL, 12 games. He was suspended for the rest of the year after the first month. This is going to be right up there. In D.C., there was Albert Haynesworth incident where stepped on Andre Girard of the Cowboys back in 2006.
Remember that.
That was, I think, 5 games without pay. But again, that was like they like to say, repeat offender. That was a guy that had some issues and had already been suspended once. Garrett has not. Look, things get out of hand really quickly in the NFL. It's a very emotional game. It's a physically violent game. That was crazy, though. I mean, you can't lose your cool like that. I'm sure we'll hear more details, maybe about the periphery of that and everything. But there's some lines you can't cross, and he didn't just cross it. I mean, it's and universally, everybody, even from Baker Mayfield, his quarterback, on down, you know, condemning him for it. So I'm guessing it's going to be for the season, the rest of the whatever they have now.
Oh, yeah, sure.
6 games left. I certainly think that's in play, because it's a league that for a decade now, all these rules have been changed, all these things to protect quarterbacks. So you can't have a high profile player on national TV take a swing at a guy without a helmet with his own helmet. I mean,
to your point, Earl,
come down hard.
They brought up all these different things that you can't do to a quarterback, and they neglected Myles Garrett's defense. I guess they neglected to actually point out you can't rip a guy's helmet off and then hit him with the helmet.
I mean,
you said I can't hit him high, I can't hit him low. You never said I can't take his helmet off and hit him.
Yeah, I mean,
with
it's
it.
Look and look.
Oh,
it's,
okay.
Whoops. It's just things escalate like the Ron Burgundy very quickly at times in football, especially, and it
Ron
just
Burgundy
can't escalate.
Reference.
It can't. Because you can't do it. I mean, just from a look, I'll look at it from a football perspective. You can't do that. You know, they're finally getting guys back healthy, and they won. It was a big win for them last night against a rival, and you can't do that. You know, just from a football perspective, one of the key guys on your defense, you can't do that to your team who's trying to rally out of the mire of a miserable start after all the expectations to try to get back in it. And it's a bad look for a head coach there that's a first-year coach that has had discipline issues on that team that's not off to the start he needs to be. And maybe, it's one and done for him. You can't – all that stuff just piles up. And, it seems, though, for a guy like that, out of character, but that stuff doesn't matter. What happened. And he kind of owned up to it, at the end of the game, and he had to. I mean, what are you going to do? It's just, I think, he snapped, and you just can't cross that line.
We're joined by Earl Forsey, of course, with PGA Tour Radio, and talking about a lot of other things. We don't have the first round to talk about at the Mayakoba Golf Classic, but Earl's first round should start today. They've had nothing but rain all week, starting back on Monday down there in at Mayakoba, Carmendale, Playa del Carmen area there of Mexico. So first round today. We go back to last year. That was the Matt Kuchar. That's kind of how everybody remembers this golf tournament. But it's a great event to watch on TV, especially in the cold of the winter in a lot of parts of the United States. It'd be nice if they could try to squeeze this one in. I don't know. It looks like they expect as much rain, if not more, today. Might be very difficult to get 72 holes in, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, and we talked about this yesterday. It's very rare. Now we've had it a couple of times in a few weeks because we had an entire round washed out in Japan when Tiger won the Zozo Championship. So it's really rare when you go through a whole day where they don't play a shot, where they don't find a window. And they had a window on Thursday. It cleared up. I mean, the weather was itself fine for a good chunk of the middle of the day, but so much rain had fallen that course, which drains really well on the Caribbean, so they get those late day, usually afternoon pop-ups, and you get the dark clouds rolling on, and you get kind of dumped on with some heavy rain for a short period of time. It's a course that drains really well, but there's just so much of it. I mean, it's 8.5 to 10 inches was the estimate week going up to that. So even that place, it was just, there was parts of it that were underwater that shouldn't have been. It was not playable. And that was the problem, because there was a window, and, you know, it's not, you know, it's possible to do, depending on as far as getting it in through, you know, before Sunday. If not, they'll play on Monday. Look, and the other thing is that the PGA Tour has a way of getting things done on Sunday. I mean, sometimes it's you'll do it, you'll do the event, and then you'll be done. You'll look at the other guy, and you're like, I don't know how they got that in today. I mean, it just seems to always happen. They'll play 72. If it goes to Monday, that's what's going to happen. And today's going to be a big key, because there was a little bit of a delay early, not much of a delay. They're on the course now and playing, and because it's a softened course and all that, the scores are lighting up things up already. So that's what's going to happen. And the key is how much really gets played today with more rain in the forecast. Weekend looks fine, but you're at the time of year where you don't have these long days to squeeze things in. But, you know, they can move along quickly when they need to. And the goal is still Sunday. And we'll see. But one thing is, once they start playing golf, and they have, and then once we get to the weekend, when the weather clears up, my guess is, I don't care when it stops, it's going to be a soft, receptive course. I mean, I don't think there's any way around it now with all the rain they've gotten. So the scoring is going to be, should be great this week, and a fun place to play.
Earl, before we let you go, and I know you have a short window for us here today, we appreciate your time. We haven't talked to you, though, since the President's Cup was picked, and everybody knows now who the teams are going to be, and it's all coming up down in Melbourne in December. Are you happy with Tiger's picks? Are you happy with the front eight? Nobody could choose. Those guys earned their spot. But the picks that Tiger made, including himself, you have any disagreements with any of those?
Yeah, look, for me on that stuff, it's not for me to say. Because here's, and it's a great debate on all these things, but, you know, that's what the captain's there for, whoever he wants to pick. Or the captain's assistants, whoever they decide to pick. So the bottom line is, if you don't play your way in statistically in the top eight, it's up for grabs. And Tiger, and we're talking about President's Cup on Thursday, and he had that comment about it wasn't just a captain's decision. It was with his assistants. It was kind of a team decision for him. And I love the quote that, you know, his assistants, all the guys around him, were pushing him to play before the win at the Zozo Championship. And he says, look, guys, you know, I'm coming off the injury. I just don't know, you know, where I'm at right now. I'll get back to you after Japan. And then he paused and said, I got back to him after Japan. You know what I mean? and which I tagged on, with another trophy, number 82. So, again, you play – look, in these events, any of them, whether it's golf or anything else, they're better when the big names are involved. And any event in golf, and especially these big events, and it's kind of a marquee thing, it's going to be smack dab in the middle of December. It's better with Tiger Woods, and he was going to be there either way. So, yeah, I mean, and there's there's I think there's a no doubter, and you got the U.S. Open champion, and you know, whatever pick, debating picks is great and all that stuff, but that's kind of why, you know, that's why they expanded things on these team competitions now, to give captains more options for adding players, you know, just kind of gut check, a gut feel on those things. And you know, I'll go back on a President's Cup. Remember, you go back years and years when it was Greg Norman, right, that picked Adam Scott, who was really scuffling at the time. People wonder, why would you pick Adam Scott? I mean, like, he, you know, yeah, he used to be playing well, but not anymore. And that kind of set him off. He'll talk about that. Flip the switch for him, just having the belief in someone like that to kind of revitalize his career. Look where he is now. He's back, you know, near the top of the game again. So.
Sure.
Think about Keimer. It was Keimer, right? And you know, it was Medina, right? That kind of was on the on a Ryder Cup pick. People are wondering, well, he was number one, but he's not playing well now. And I think he's got to sank the winning putt right there. So it's, you know, those things, those guys have a tendency to rise to the top. I think the U.S. team is in really good shape as long as Koepka is there. I mean, on I know it's not on paper, but Tiger, right. Koepka, you know, the U.S. Open champ, Woodland, Justin Thomas, a world number one. That's a pretty strong lineup.
The weakest of the players, at least it's discussed out there right now. When have you ever thought that Dustin Johnson would be less talked about than anybody else on that team?
Yeah, big question mark.
Yeah, I'm sure he's noticed that. You know what I mean? And it's motivation, I'm sure. Yeah. All these guys are motivated by – you know, it's this whole battle, like who's on top, who's number one this week, and that kind of thing. And sure. McIlroy was talking about, you know, Koepka and McIlroy going back and forth. Well, you know, it's an individual sport, and I'm not worried about guys. But you've heard McIlroy, you know, when he won a couple of weeks ago, he's motivated to get back up there again. And so, yeah, so all that's great. And yeah, I mean, you're right. And I mentioned all those guys, and I didn't mention Dustin Johnson. Shame on me. But it's going to be fun. And look, the whole key there now is going to be Koepka's health. And and you expect him to play. And, you know, I'm sure he will. We'll do everything he can. But that's a big deal, obviously, for the U.S. team. And still have a few weeks, you know, to prep for it and get ready for it.
So Ricky Fowler is
you like
still
Patrick Reed?
Practicing
you like
and
Patrick
working.
Reed?
I love Patrick Reed's pick, by the way. How about that?
Yeah, Earl, you like that one?
Yeah, absolutely. In those competitions, absolutely. And it's not like he played well in the playoffs. I mean, leading up late in the season into the playoffs, so he earned that spot, you know, too. Well, you just talked to me about the Nationals. You put that on paper, and you know they don't stack up to the Dodgers or the Astros. Did you see what chemistry means on those things? I mean, how much of that did you watch? And that whole thing was all about. I mean, look, you got to play well when you need to and win games, but. Man, just sometimes it's just those things you can't explain. And Reed, yeah, I think that's was never a doubt, you know, after the way he played in the playoffs that he was going to be on that team.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be exciting. That's coming up again in December. So we're all looking forward to that. But in the meantime, Earl, thanks for your time and good luck finishing out the tournament for the Mayakoba and getting it all in. By Sunday, but one way or another, somebody's going to be the champion when it all comes out.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy weekend, and again, the weather breaks after today, but today's a big thing, and they're playing, so fingers crossed things continue, and these things normally have a way of working out by late Sunday. I'm sure it will this week.
All right, Earl. Take care. Have a great week. We'll talk to you again real soon, okay?
All right, guys.
Thanks,
buddy.
Good
talk to you again.
Good talking to you. See you, man.
Thank you. Earl Forsey, PGA Tour Radio, and he's got a lot of work. That he's got to get to, so we appreciate him having a little window for us there today. Yeah. But always like his insight, and as we can always tell, there's a lot more than just golf on Earl's plate, but it's always fun to – and finally now, I mean, because normally, Frank, right, we talk to him, and it's always this isn't working in Washington, and that's not, and the Nationals can't do this, and somebody
– it's all good.
He's got a World Series that they haven't had since what?
Forever.
Bob Feller was pitching or whatever.
No, before that.
Forever, before that, before it was like the
20s, back in the 19-teens
or something. Yeah. So, anyway, now he'll be on cloud nine at least for a couple of weeks.
Well, at least 2 or 3 hours for Earl, and then he'll go to talk about the Redskins again.
Hey, by the way, did you notice that there was the Asian Tour is at the Panasonic Open in India? They had toxic smog.
Yes, saw
Frank,
that
on the golf course.
Saw that,
and guys were wearing like surgical masks. Golfers and caddies. We're wearing masks while they're playing at the Indian Open. because of toxic smog.
Well, isn't all that of terrible? That gets up into the stratosphere, and then the prevailing winds, or trade winds, bring it over to us, too. It's just diluted by the time it gets here. It's all under the same dome.
Scary stuff. Yeah, there is, but there's some parts of the world are more toxic than others, and certainly India's huge population, and even in China, you know, they're talking about how they're trying as best they can, and I just saw something in Germany that they're trying to limit.
Yep, absolutely.
How much emissions they can allow for cars and everything like that. It's something, you know, not that we're in it, talk about politics here, but somehow people have to figure that out as governments to say, we got to stop polluting the world.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's just, hey, you shouldn't have to put a mask on to play golf.
I want to go back to the football game last night. You know, our good friend, Amanda Balionis, who was with us at PGAtour.com for a long time, and then went to Callaway, and then went to CBS and does the, you know, she does the interviews on CBS Golf.
Right.
But she was on the sidelines of the Browns game this past weekend.
Yes.
Was she there last night?
I didn't hear her last night doing anything, but she was last weekend doing sidelines for one game. So I don't know what's
and
the story
there. Showcasing
but
their new pooch that they have on the sidelines, the puppy dog. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amanda's great. But she does a good job. Very talented young lady, and we wish her all the best. Amanda Balionis.
Maybe I missed this.
Yeah.
She's doing CBS still, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, she wasn't on Fox sideline, you're saying? She was.
Yeah. That's right. What am I thinking?
CBS.
What am I thinking? I'm thinking just tie her to the Browns. But no, you're right. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, that's
she was,
okay.
Because,
never
because
mind.
Lance Barrow, who's the executive producer for golf on CBS, also is a very.
Yes.
Big-time producer for CBS NFL.
Yeah.
So he probably carried her over, right?
See,
said, okay,
what am I doing on the radio?
I
don't know anything. What am I doing here?
That's okay.
You know, you just carry me. Sure. You just carry me. I won't talk about what you did on your show locally in Dallas last weekend. We just won't go there, but I think everybody should listen
doing
to
that.
It.
Yeah. Hey, you know what I did yesterday?
Quick transition. Yeah, what?
Yeah, thanks for not bringing it up.
You're welcome.
I actually went to two functions last night. I'm on the board of the Dallas Public Library here, so we had to go to a big function that we had at the Dallas Public Library downtown. Yes,
you are on the board of the library.
Why is that?
I love you, Tim. You know that.
I can read once in a while. So we had to do that, and then we had to do, as I like to say, an Irish goodbye.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we just kind of slipped out because you don't want to, there's a woman up there who's an author, written a nice book and everything else. And so we didn't want to interrupt everything or act like. So you just kind of slowly slink out like you're going to go over here for a little bit. And next thing you know, you're gone. Because we had to go to another book function. Yeah. You ever heard of David Yarrow? David Yarrow, if you like natural photography, check out David Yarrow.
That name's familiar.
The most amazing stuff, Frank. He's an English guy, but he's all over the world. And he does, like, lions in Africa. He does bears in Yellowstone or whatever. And he gets the most amazing photos that are all legit. You know, in today's world, you're always wondering what's Photoshop.
This is the guy I read about this past weekend in some publication that was he like, gets up in the face of the lions and the tigers. And, crazy.
And he also, he does remote photography, but he puts, like, some kind of a scent on the lens of the camera so that the lion will come up and sniff it. And while the lion's coming up, you go,
like slaughtered yak or whatever.
And it's right on top of, he gets his money. So we had to go to his a house of people that were hosting him for a book signing. So we bought this book, Frank, that I'm not kidding you, is the size of your desktop. I don't know how big your desk is in front of it, but assume it's about that size.
Yeah.
Biggest book you've ever seen, and it's all black and white.
Oh, yeah. See, that high contrast photography
gorgeous.
Is awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome stuff.
Just
Ansel Adams of
gorgeous.
You know, nature scenes was that way.
Yeah.
There's
same
another
kind of
guy that does that named John Fielder out of Colorado that does that type of photography, too.
Really
interesting.
Okay.
Very talented guys out there that did that stuff or do that stuff.
Yeah. Check it out. David Yarrow does just some amazing stuff. Expensive book, too, but what the heck. You know,
with all the money you have, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Come on. You're remodeling your house out there in Dallas, right? This is the fourth time?
I know. We are. Guys are behind me already. They said they'd be done next week, Frank.
Yeah, right.
They wouldn't lie to me, would they?
I'll pay for the renovation if they're completed by next week.
They will finish next week, they said, because we have people coming in for Thanksgiving.
I know. Frank,
I told them they got to be done by Thanksgiving, so they said they would be. It is amazing how they can just tear your house apart. Now, eventually,
it'll be fine because we remember we did it, you know, last year with our kitchen area and different. And eventually you're like, wow, it looks great. You're glad you did it. But the process is so annoying.
It's a pain in the butt.
You need to be rich enough to be able to move out while they do it or have a second house or whatever. Then it's okay.
I just have really great relatives that live close or neighbors. That you're
yeah, something.
With. Somebody yeah, with a guest suite.
Yeah, absolutely.
Guest suite.
Yeah. So hey, anyway, you know, hopefully next week we'll be done.
Back to golf for a minute. I mean, we're yes. here ending 2019, going into 2020. Mayakoba is, you know, they'll probably finish on Monday. I think Slugger White was interviewed and said probably going to be a Monday finish.
I mean, they're out there right now. They're playing. So they've got
low
about
scores
front nine in.
7 under,
Andy
Lee's
7 under
right
through nine.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice. On his way to a 61 or two.
But there's some neat stuff that's going to happen. I mean, we have the President's Cup coming up, of course. But there's some neat charity tournaments and things, and I would implore our listeners to look in your local area for charities. I know in Dallas, and I wish I had the website in front of me, and we'll give you that next week. But on the 21st, and if you go to Jordan Spieth's website and check it out, he has a family foundation, the Jordan Spieth Family Foundation. Check that out because they have an online auction. It's all he raises great amounts of money for charity, and it's not a better foundation out there. I mean, they're all great. Ryan Palmer, yeah. our friend, you know, we did his thing this year. Unfortunately, this will be the first year I won't be able to be there for Jordan's function. It's the 21st, and I think they've rented out all of Top Golf, but you can get tickets. You can buy tickets to go to the event. And be on the field at Top Golf for a special concert by a special country music person. So I'm not going to give it away. Go to Jordan Spieth's website and check it out, Jordan Spieth Family Foundation. And if you can, contribute, donate, auction, buy a ticket, and go if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So just wanted to give that plug out there because you know he and his family are good friends of ours. And there you go.
Jordan's always been really good about that. He, of course, has a sister with special needs and has grown up in a very generous family where they have always done things for other people, just kind of how they are. And the nice thing about it is that Jordan grew up around that, and even as a teenager here, people knew him. But, you know, once he got very, very famous and everything happens for him, sometimes that affects people and sometimes not always positively, and it hasn't done one thing for Jordan. He's just as nice, if not nicer, than he was as a 16-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, and does a great job for all that stuff. So yeah, it is.
Yes.
Everything they do is usually centered around somehow trying to help other people.
And he and his wife Annie,
foundation, you know, that
is his new wife, new bride Annie, are putting this on. I just hate that I can't be there. If there's any way I can figure out, I can't. Darn it! I'd love to be there, but. Yeah. Right. But anyway, maybe you can
they'll
go out. And
still, they'll probably
us.
Still do it though, even if you're not there. You
I think?
Think
they might. Yeah,
I think they'll go ahead and do it. Yeah. By the way, Matt Kuchar, last year's champion, out of nowhere in that whole controversy, he's even through five today at Mayakoba, but went back to defend his championship, and he made right on everything. I mean,
he did.
It took a little
he
bit.
Did.
Maybe,
it
but
took
he
some
finally,
time.
He finally did right.
You know, I heard, and I won't mention names, but I heard on on PGA Tour Radio yesterday, Sirius XM PGA Tour Radio, I should say, not us, them talking about that and kind of throwing him under the bus a little bit. And I didn't like that. I mean, we all make mistakes, and Matt made a mistake, but he owned up to it finally. He did. So it's over, done, rip the rearview mirror off and move forward. So, he is a good guy, and good guys kind of make mistakes too. So.
Yeah.
All for Kuchar. He's a charitable person. His family's great. So go get him, Matt. Play well. So.
My final thought on that is, you know what? We need to have more forgiveness in our world because there's so many people and social media and everything else that if you make one mistake, none of us are perfect, obviously. You make one mistake, everybody just wants to rip you apart.
They do.
He did make a mistake. We all have. And he fixed it and solved it. And He had a momentary lapse or whatever, but let's forgive some people and say, okay, it's all right. You can make a mistake and figure it out and apologize and go on. And that's what he did. So let's let people do that. You know, just anyway, and good for him. So he's back there defending his title. We just hope that he can get it in. I like watching the tournament, Frank, even though it's not always the biggest of fields, right? I mean, there's not the big superstars that are playing
big
in
superstars,
this.
Superstars, yeah. Full field.
But full field. But I mean, it's not a lot of the big names, but. Great scenery. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, this time of year, don't you love watching the tournaments where the palm trees are swaying and the
beautiful ocean. I mean, down in that area near Cancun, just beautiful
Shut
ocean.
Shut up.
Caribbean water.
It's just Shut like, up.
It takes you away.
It's gray
and now we're
going to
watch rain. Yeah.
In Nashville. It's gray and cold.
I know.
I mean, you know me, if it's 55 or below, you know, homie, don't play golf. I just don't like cold weather. I mean, even though I have a covered cart and a heater, but I just don't do it.
just a bottle of scotch. Other than that,
now you're talking. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
For our listeners, yes. Those of you who do drink scotch and who drink my favorite, which is Glenlivet, Glenlivet changed their packaging. And they did. So I was like, what happened? Where's my Glen? But they changed their packaging, and I argued with the people at the spirits store. I said, "What is this? This is not it." Yes, it is. They've just changed their packaging. I said, "They haven't changed their packaging in 100 years." So anyway, but it's they changed their packaging. I don't know why I brought that up, but they just
popped in your head,
upset me. So
hey, by the way, made me think too. While you're drinking your Glenlivet on your golf course, we're going to talk more about this too. But I've started to take CBD oil, right? We talked about that earlier before the show.
Yeah, I'm waiting. And, you're going to ship me some, right?
And I'm going to send you some too because it's new and a lot of people have been confused by it, but it's because it's made out of hemp and the hemp plant. It is not marijuana. It does not have the THC. That's the difference. Sure. You know, so you're not going to get any kind of psychological issues going on or something, psychedelic issues. So
look, a cow.
It's good for you. It's good for you in the anxiety part, right? It helps your anxiety and it also helps pain. I mean, people have been using this for centuries, and it's now just kind of getting into where America's found out about this, and it's kind of all over the place now. A lot of guys in the PGA Tour, it comes in like little droppers, different forms, but a lot of them having the droppers, and you just put a few drops on your tongue, and it really is supposed to help anxiety and stress, which we all feel on the golf course. So a lot of golfers have it in their golf bag right there. So we'll tell you more about it. Dose of Hemp is the website you can go to, doseofhemp.com, and find out a little bit more about it, but we're going to talk more. And I'm going to send you some, and let me know how it works for you, because we don't have to be putting for on the PGA Tour. If I got a $100 putt, I need some anxiety relief because I feel it. So it's like, if it's going to help me with that, then I'm all for it. So in addition to the aches and pains and everything, too. So it's a new world, Frank. You know, we're kind of got all kinds of new medicines, but this is actually old school, right? It's stuff from back in the day. It had been using this for a long, long time to relieve pain and everything. Yeah. So, dose of hemp. Kind of cool. Anything else we got to clean up?
I guess we just clean this thing up and get out of here today because, you know, we've got some stuff going on TV today politically that I want to go see. I want to see.
We didn't get in that with Earl.
I know.
Right there in his backyard in Washington.
No.
Right? No. Yeah. What? No. Not even. All right, everybody, we are done for the day. Thank you so much for listening to us. We appreciate each and every one of you for listening every time we do this show here. And be sure to join us on pgatour.com and check out our podcast, Golf Talk America. Also, thanks to Club Corp. Go to clubcorp.com to find out about the latest, greatest things happening in Club Corp and a club near you. You're a member of one. You're a member of all. Over 250 clubs around the country at clubcorp.com. For Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. Thanks again for being with us, and remember to join us next time right here on Golf Talk America.